All right. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Finding my scriptures. Here we go. Nope. Hang on. Okay, I think I read it. Whew. Well, I came ready. Did you come ready? You know, you can have Pastor Sherry stand up here. And by the way, Bob and Mary Holland are with us just to enjoy us. They can stand up here, and I'm telling you, any of us can just preach our guts out and have a really great message. But, everybody say but, if you're sitting here and thinking about what you're going to eat, by the way, it's got to be a drive-thru, or if you're thinking about, you know, the problems in the world, or if you're thinking about whatever, guess what? You're going to get zip, zero, zilch, nothing out of this morning. Boy, you look so happy. Okay. Alrighty, so, you know, it really depends more on you than it does me. Because I have studied and showed myself approved, and I'm ready and rightly divided the word of God. But it depends a lot on you, like if you're expecting. All right? And I believe every time I hit this pulpit that I am here on purpose. And every time I hit this pulpit, how about you're believing that you're here on purpose? Matter of fact, how about everybody say, I'm on assignment today. Yeah, you're on assignment to be here today, all righty? And I always go in expecting that I am going to hear from God. He's going to do something in me. Matter of fact, when I walk out of here, I'm going to be better. Let me say, I'm going to be better. I'm going to get you talking today because you're just like so quiet. Woo! All right? Now, we have a good, good God. Amen. He's a God of love, and I love that about him. But you know what's even more exciting to me sometimes? The greater one's in me. And the greater one's in you. So if the greater one's in me and he's in you, how about that I know that he's going to fix some things on me and change some things on me and maybe just help you get over the top. All right? Because some of you look like you're on the bottom. So I say, I'm going to go on the top. Amen? Amen. And you know, he wants you to shine. He wants you to shine at work. Yes, so they go, oh, what is it about you? And you can go and say, let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you about my Jesus, all right? So that's what he wants to do. And again, you can hear great messages here at YCF. How many of you are on podcasts and you got your you're not allowed to have favorites because that causes division. I read that. But you got these people that you listen to. Anybody have some guys and girls that you listen to? Okay, amen, okay? But unless you apply it to your life, you might also just be looking outside and go, well, those are some pine trees over there. And my gosh, we might have to trim them. No, next year, all right? But listen, so you can hear stuff, but unless you want to apply it to your life. And guys, this is the book. And it just doesn't sit on your end table, your coffee table. You got to pick it up and let it apply it into your life, okay? How many of you apply it in your life? You know, if you apply it into your life, it'll change something on the inside, and it shows up on the outside. And people will go, oh, wow, right? Amen, all right? So everybody say, I'm expecting?
I'm expecting.
To be hearing and changing.
Hearing and changing.
Such great English. Okay, so today you're on an appointment, all right? So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we get to come into your presence, and we come in here today with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you that we are child of God, and man, I am so happy to be saved by you, healed by you, loved by you, Father. We thank you for that. And Father, we ask you to speak to hearts, and that our ears would hear, that our minds would understand, and then we take this and we'd be changed from better to better and gooder to gooder today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise the Lord, you are day three in the new year. Woo! Right? You know, I bought all my new calendars. I got the new one downstairs. I got one on my desk. I got one on my refrigerator. And I still haven't figured out how to use the one in my cell phone, so that's why I do that. That's okay. But I like my new calendars, and you know what? I also packed up my old one. 2020 is in the box. I got to take it to the accountant and show all these things that I did and all that stuff. And it's been really a fun year, and it's been really interesting to listen to people. Of course, none of us will say these things. It's just some other people's, right? Like, oh, 2020 was so bad, and grumble, right? Okay, so I listen to that. I listen to a lot of that. And then I get around people, and I'm like, hey, it's a new year. Are you all excited? Oh, it's probably not going to be any better. You know, we still got this going on, and, you know, that person and stuff like that. And I'm listening to grumble, rant, and I'm thinking, I need to have a better perspective. Point to somebody and say, you need to have a better perspective. Your spouse would like you to have a better perspective for the year. And I'm telling you, God wants you to have a better perspective instead of grumble, rant. So I want to talk about this, and I keep changing my titles. You can change them as we go. Enjoying 2021. How about enjoying the journey? Enjoying the journey, and then I'm going to throw another thing in there, every day, all right? God wants you to enjoy the journey. Your spouse, I do, okay? People around you would like you to enjoy the journey, all right? So everybody say enjoy.
Enjoy.
Let's make a confession. I will enjoy.
I will enjoy 2021.
Amen. Okay. So turn your Bibles to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Now, while you're getting there, do you know, raise your hand real quick if you know this, God is never bummed out. Some of you don't know that. God is never bummed out. Do you know that he sees the news? He sees CNN, NBC, Fox News. He sees everything you see. And he listens to the 24/7 news channel. And guess what? He is never bummed out. Never. How about that, all right? And that might be a good thing to remember. He's not bummed out. He's not grumpy. He's not wondering, oh, my gosh, 2021 is here. I don't know how it's going to turn out. God is not like that because, one, God knows everything. God's a good God, and God has good plans. Amen? So he's not bummed out. Everybody say, God has a good plan.
God has a good plan.
For me. In 2021, some of you need to write that 100 times on a piece of paper. Okay? Alrighty, now, so y'all at John 10:10? John 10:10 says, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Alrighty? How many of you would say, yep, I know that. Yep, I know that. He comes today and every day and all day, and what is his plan? It's never changed. He comes to try to do what? Steal? All righty, he does. And by the way, now, the Bible I have here, even though I print this out because I can get a big font, but it's in red letter. And we talk about this all the time. If it's in red letter, that means Jesus is talking. And you ought to read it like Jesus is talking to me, not over the head, okay? So this is red letter, so the next part says, but I have come that they may have what?
Life.
And they may have it more abundantly. So Jesus is saying, he has come that me can have a better life, okay? That's my condensed Cashman version. But listen to this in the Amplified, okay? It says, that they may have life in abundance to the full till it's overflowing. All right? So people always say, Pastor D, I don't know what God's will for my life is. Write this down. God, this is God's will for your life. This is God's will for your life for 2021, every single day on the third day of January. This is God's will for your life. He wants you to have a full, abundant, overflowing life. Everybody say, life. So in that word life, if you look it up where it's written in the Greek, it means the God kind of life. But I like what my friend said. Write this down. She says, life the way God gives it. We are supposed to have life the way way God gives it. And he just said that he gives it abundance to the full and overflowing. He's not a cheapskate. He's not a smidgen. I like that. I like overflowing. Right? Amen. I know I ate a lot of overflowing this last month. Praise the Lord. All right? So, this is God's will. You should write, taking notes. This is God's will for my life. This is God's will for me in 2021, to have an abundant, full, and overflowing. Okay, now, remember, he's never bummed out. Everybody say he's not bummed out. Okay? Jesus came so you would not have to be bummed out in life. That's why he came, all right? And Jesus came so that you can enjoy this life every single day. Write down, what is God's will for my life? That's God's will for your life. Though I think sometimes Christians, not here, get into this poor me mode. Like poor me, we're so persecuted, they won't let us do this. Poor me, the devil's after me, glory be to God. So dumb, okay? Okay? I hear things some days and I'm like, okay. So, but listen, it shouldn't be that way. I think it should be the greater one who lives within me puts me over, okay? How about greater is he who's in me than he's in the world? And by the way, I didn't write that. 1 John 4:4. That's the word of God says about me, the greater one. Look at yourself. This is the greater one, all right? And God means for us to, one, take to dominion as we're walking on this planet, and two, he wants us to enjoy every single day. Enjoy the journey. Okay, that's your mantra this year. Enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey. Wake up and look at your spouse. Enjoy the journey, enjoy the journey, okay? Amen. Not only does he want you to enjoy the journey, he especially wants you to enjoy it every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Every single day. Instead of, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Like, how many times, we never say this, you know, some other people. How about if they say, as soon as I get here, then I'll be happy. That sounds like they're waiting. As soon as this happens in my life, then I'll be happy. As soon as I get this, then I'll be happy, okay? That's a bunch of baloney. I could have said something else, but I'm being really good today. Really, that's just a bunch of baloney. Because listen, for one thing, what are you going to do from now until you get over here? Right? What are you going to be doing? Just be grumpy, be frustrated, be angry while you're here waiting to get over there? That's ridiculous. And then once you finally get there, what are you going to do? All right? So again, the key is, write this down, enjoy the journey every single day while you get there. Enjoy your life every single day while you're getting there and there and there, okay? Instead of, well, when I get over there, then I'll be nice, sweet, happy, nice, and joyful. Baloney, 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 okay? So that's what God means for our life. Couple years ago, my dentist has the best magazines. So how many of you know Pastor D is always on time and usually early? Right? Not looking out here. And when I go to the dentist appointment, I go early. Like not 5 minutes. I'm there 15, 20 minutes early. You know why? Got the best magazines. And I don't have kids back in the day. So one time, I think I've told this story. One time I showed up like 15, 20 minutes early and I'm reading the magazines. Okay? And then the receptionist goes, D. I go, what? She goes, wrong day. I said, okay, can I just stay here for a while? I got Jack home babysitting. She goes, yeah. Okay, so what does that have to do with my story? Okay, I forgot where I am. So I'm at the dentist office and I'm reading, plowing through these magazines, and I don't know what magazine I read, but I read this article and it has stuck with me for a couple of reasons, but I'll only give you one. The article was about this basketball player. Of course, I don't know really hardly anything about basketball except for that's hoop, that's the ball that goes in there. But the guy, the article was about this guy, David Robinson. He was an NBA basketball player, really good. And the article was about that he has now been retired, and this is written quite a few years ago. He's retired, and at that time, he was retired from the NBA, okay? And he is implanted in a church of Max Lucado. Anybody know who Max Lucado is? Great writer, great pastor, just sweet, sweet, okay? And he's a leader there of the men's group. This NBA star is just a leader in the men's group there. And listen, they don't exalt him. Whoa, there he comes. We got posters of him in the foyer. And you know, they don't do that. They honor him. They don't chase him down for an autograph. But he's retired. Okay, and the article was talking about what he's done in his life, you know, with all this fame and glory now that he's retired. All right? And now this is the thing. He's a child of God. He's received Jesus. He knows God has a good plan for his life, and he found out that good plan for his life for even after that he retired, okay? But this is the next interesting thing about this. The article wrote a statistic that was done by some big university, and I forgot what it was, but listen to what it said. 70% of pro athletes suffer emotional problems when they retire. And no, don't anybody call out some names. You've been watching this on some guys and girls after they retire, okay? And you can see why. These are these big athletes. They were famous. They made a lot of money. They're the big shots. Everybody catered to them. Everybody wants their autograph. And then one day, they're retired. And then what? Okay? Hold on to that story. So a couple years later, see, I remember that. A couple years later, I was reading this article in another magazine, probably at the dentist's office, because I come early. And so this COVID thing, you can't go, you don't let you touch magazines. Oh my gosh, enough of that. Okay, anyway, there was a study about astronauts. Astronauts who had walked in space, maybe they float in space, I don't know, walked on the moon and floated in space, okay? There was an article about astronauts, and they said when they came back to Earth, they became alcoholics because they had peaked. Like, Bubba, I've walked on the moon, what else? Right? You get it? You get it? Okay? And, you know, the thing is, we are all made to enjoy the journey every day, even after that. Even after you get there. You are designed by God. We read John 10:10 to have an abundant life, right? Okay? And life isn't just about goals. I'm going to walk on the moon. Okay? I'm going to get one of those gold statues, okay? Life isn't just about goals. Life's about the journey. God is very interested in the journey, okay? And we're supposed to be doing it with him, hearing from God. By the way, this Bible's a good place to start hearing from God, okay? And then you get full of him every day, and then you're full of joy. And by the way, yes, he gives you goals, okay? My dad would say, no meatballs at this place. He was like, everybody's got a job, no meatballs. My dad was a funny guy, okay? But we're supposed to have goals. We're supposed to work for things. But listen, don't put off the joy of the journey, the joy of your day, because you're waiting to get here. And while you're here, you know, you're not enjoying it, all right? A couple years ago, I think Pastor Sherry probably and I were at this, in Lancaster, for a regional Rhema guys meeting and whatnot. And I remember talking to this one pastor. They were getting ready to start their building addition. And praise God, all the monies came in, right? And they are going to start this building program, all right? And by the way, you know, it takes a lot. I remember this. Okay, so I actually got to see this pastor halfway through the project, and he looked so good. halfway through this big building project, millions of dollars, he looks kind of stressed, frustrated, not too happy, and he's like, the building, and, you know, plus I have to do pastoring also. He was not in a great shape, and I remember, I didn't say it because I couldn't quite say it sweet enough, but I was thinking, wait, this is your dream come true. Have some fun. Have some fun, right? But by the way, you know, be careful what you pray for because you might just get it. That's just a golden little nugget. Write that down. Probably has nothing to do with today, but he'll thank me later. Okay? Write that down. Alrighty? Now, how many of you know there's maintenance? Okay, there's maintenance. Brenton, say there's maintenance, okay? He's head of the maintenance department, all right? There's maintenance to go wherever you're going. There's maintenance in life to whatever you're going to go to. Whatever your goals, whatever your... There's maintenance, right? And just because you get there doesn't mean... All right? There's maintenance, okay? Let's say you're going to build your dream house, okay? I've always dreamed of living in this castle. I'm going to build this house, okay? You've always dreamed, and you've been for years just digging out plans, and you finally, you drew up your plans, and you figure out, to me, how the kitchen gets laid out, because that's the most important thing, and you know what colors and what kind of flooring. You're doing all that stuff, and you build that house with a lot of labor, but guess what? Once you get in the house, there's maintenance. Like, you have to still clean it. It may be your dream, right? But you have to clean that house, okay? And if you've got a lawn, you got to get the lawn cut. And if we ever get snow again, we got to get the snow done with, all right? So there's a lot of maintenance to your dream, right? Okay? But all of a sudden, you're there, and you're like, you know, I'm not too happy. What? You just had your dream, and you're not too happy, okay? And the reason why that happens is because that house is really not your happiness. How many found out those things? And I could go through a list, and I will go through a list, okay? So we have to learn how to enjoy the journey. Everybody say, enjoy the journey.
Enjoy the journey.
And then point your finger up and go, I will enjoy 2021. All right. So, listen, I already built my dream house. I don't want to build another one. If you want to build a dream house, go for it, okay? Go for the dream house, all righty? But when you build those houses, there's a process. Like, it just didn't happen, right? You wish. I wish this would have just happened, but it didn't, okay? And we are to enjoy every bit of the process. I know I repented a lot, okay? We are to enjoy every bit of the process of life, of whatever you're going through, okay? And guess what? Do it with God. Do it with God, okay? And then when you finally get there and you've done it with God, you'll still be with God and God will be with you and you'll still love him instead of just a whole mess, okay? So, and then you'll be in your dream house. Praise the Lord, or your dream. I'm just talking about dream house, and you're going to have this house to be used by God, the kingdom of God, and you're going to be full of joy and just enjoy this. But do the whole journey every single day with God and enjoy it. Amen. All right, so what do we do? Stay with Jesus and enjoy the journey. Amen. Amen. Now, this has never happened to you all. Just think of somebody else because and I'm thinking of some people. They've gone through this journey, but in the middle of the journey, they are just knocking everybody down and they have just destroyed relationships and not taking care of their body and things that they're supposed to do, but they're there. Finally, they're there. All right? That's not the way we go through it, okay? And repent, which I did, okay? Repent, all right? Because we don't want to burn bridges with people. We don't want to destroy relationships. We don't want to just not take care of this body, all right? And just because we're there. I did that because I got there, and that's not good. So, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to enjoy the journey, and don't put all your eggs in one basket that this is it, because you'll wake up tomorrow, and there's another day, and another journey, and another day, and another journey. So we got to get this enjoy every day. We got to get this down, all right? I had this dear friend, and I've watched people do this the wrong way, myself included, but I'll tell stories about everybody else today. So I had this dear friend, this was years ago, and she was a little overweight, and she wanted to lose some weight, and she thought, if I lose 30 pounds and I get into size 4 jeans, I will be happy. Any ladies know what I'm talking about? Yep. Well, guess what? She lost the 30 pounds. She wore size 4 jeans. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? She's still this person who had life problems. Who you know, you may have changed the outside, but it didn't change the inside. So just because you said, when I get to there, I'll be happy. It wasn't. All right? Because we have things we have to work on. Though, listen, if you need to lose 30 pounds, look at your knees. They will thank you. Look at you, my back. Your back will thank you. Your doctor will thank you. Your money will thank you. You won't be buying clothes so often. Okay? Amen. So, praise God, praise God. So we have to understand that life comes with God on the inside, and we need to fill ourselves with the Word of God and enjoy life's journey. Amen, amen. Let me say this, because I sort of forgot to say this. God does put things in our heart, you know, goals and desires. He puts them in our heart, and he wants us to complete them. He wants us to do certain things. He will put goals in your heart and desires in your heart, okay? And they're important, and you need to fulfill them. Just don't go, well, fooey, I don't feel like doing it. It's 2021. Look at all the stuff that happened in 2020. No, he'll put things in there, okay? But please enjoy the process. Enjoy every single day. Amen. Do life with God. By the way, the Bible says, you know, he takes us from glory to glory. So that's from next day to the next day to the next day. All right? So we're going to enjoy every single day. So I remember when my kids were little, and not everything. But I remember when my kids were little, and I think sometimes I missed enjoying the journey of every day. Like, and you know, probably everybody's done it. I can't wait until they're babies, and now I go, I can't wait till they walk. And then I can't wait till they go to school. And then I can't wait till they drive, because then I don't have to drive all over this county, all right? And everybody go, the next part, I can't wait, all right? Anybody done that? So I did that. And you know what happens is you kind of miss the everyday joy. Yeah, and there were times, you know, I just would go to bed, grumble and complain, and it was just not good, all righty? So listen, I think it's and I didn't miss all of it. I remember some things, but we need to remind ourselves every single day, there's joy in this journey. I don't care if they overflowed the bathtub and now the ceiling's crumbling, okay? I am going to find joy. Amen? Praise God. So when my kids were growing up, we're still good friends with this one family, and my kids grew up with them, and I get together with this family, and I was just with them probably the beginning of December, and you know what we talked about? Crazy things that our kids did. Like one time we went crabbing, and I think, I don't know if it was Cass, we just dropped the crabbing line or the basket in this little canal, and Jack picks her up upside down, holds her by the, and just dunks her, not in the face in there, till she could grab it and pick it up. And my friend and I were just laughing our heads off, remembering, hey? I won't tell anymore, because you have four kids, you got funny things. Anybody, okay? So we were just remembering, but that was just a day and a moment. And we would remember that. We remember it now and laugh. How about every day? Remember that moment? And some days you go, oh yes, there was a moment. I'm going to remember this one, okay? So, because listen, if you're enjoying the journey every day, there's benefits that come into your life. Like you don't have so many wrinkles, you know, that one that goes, you know? Okay? All right. So, stay with God. And did you know that he is the journey enjoyer? God is the journey enjoyer. All right? Well, so what am I talking about? God loves the process more than he loves there. He loves the process in you more than he loves that you got there. Alrighty? So let's say you're believing God. Let me give you an example. You're believing God for healing in your body, and God, amen. Everybody say amen. God wants you healed. Everybody, he wants everybody healed. By the way, Jesus paid the price, absolutely, for your healing, all right? But it's where your faith is to take hold. That's a process. That's a process. We sang some songs. Hannah said some things. I'm like, yes, write that down. That was so good. Same thing. All right? So he's interested in that process where we grab it and take hold of it, and then we have. All righty? So it's a process. It's a process that you build your faith so you can take hold of what God, we were singing. It's done. It's finished. It's a process. All right? Let me share an example. This is a friend of mine. She's in the ministry, and we were chatting, and she shared something. I did not know this. She said she had bronchitis for 2 years. Demonic. Bronchitis for 2 years. She's coughing, coughing, coughing. She'd been to the doctor, took the medicines, and it never went away. All right? And then she's like, this is a spiritual battle going on. So you know what she did? Put this, the word of God, on all sorts of, by the way, Google will tell you all the scriptures for healing, if you just want to be a little easy, okay? Google, scriptures for healing. So she put them in her heart every single day, like a couple times a day, and then she's young like me, she got those file cards out, and she wrote them out, and then she'd stick them in her pocket, and then she'd pull them out, and she'd make a declaration, confession. Big inside joke with Pastor Sherry and I. All during the day. You know what she was doing? Saturating herself. Saturating. Listen, desperate times require desperate measures, alrighty? So she just would just saturate herself. Open up to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3. Colossians 3, 16. Now, I'm gonna make an example of this. I want you to just stay tuned. This is like the big kicker in the rear end. It's going to take you over to the top, okay? Ready? Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You know, sometimes I think people let the word dwell in them poorly. It said richly, okay? And that means if it's poorly, that means there's not enough faith in you to grab hold of what's already yours. Because you're poorly at it. All right? You need to dwell. And that's what she was doing. She was letting the word about with Jesus' stripes she's healed. Himself took my sicknesses and disease. There were none feeble about them, okay? She was taking this richly in her life. And guess what? She finally grabbed hold of this and she was healed. It was beautiful, alrighty? It was beautiful. But guys, there was a process. Everybody say process. There's a process, okay? And she had to put it in her mind so it could get in her heart, so it'd be in her spirit until she got it. And then she's there. Remember the there? And then she's there. Then she's there, okay? And you might think, wow, what's the matter? It took her 2 years. God, what was the matter with God? No, nothing's the matter with God, right? Okay? His healing was the same at the beginning as to the end when she grabbed hold of it. Because he is the healer, right? He's the healer. But she had to go through this process to build her faith up till she could grab hold. All right? Grab hold of it, okay? Process. And some of you, if you've been in the process for a couple of years, so what? Right? So what? Keep on. Saturate yourself in the word of God. Keep on believing God. Don't give up because, you know, well, it's been 24 hours, or it's been, 5 years, all right? Keep on going, because wouldn't you rather be doing something for 2 years than nothing? At least you're doing something with the word of God for 2 years, and I'll tell you what, you keep doing that. Okay, amen. So keep believing, because we're going to build, it builds something inside of us, right? Till finally it's like, I've taken hold of this. It's mine, right? So everybody say, love the process. Right, love the process. And do you know God loves the process? He is really deeply loving and concerned about the process in you. He loves the process, so you might as well love what he loves, right? Love what he loves. Instead of, where's God? Why is he taking so long? Why didn't you do it this way? Jeez, why? Well, first off, it requires you doing a little, and I hate to use this word, but in the good sense, work. It requires you doing a little work, right? Okay? And you have to get yourself in position through the process, praise God, and you saturate yourself in the Word. And I don't care if it's for any problem you've got going on in your life. Jump into the process, do the process, saturate yourself, and God is God. He's just good, all right? Praise God. Sometimes, you know, I hear people complaining, I'm so bummed out, you know, God, why aren't you done with this process? Jesus went to the cross. He took our sins and sicknesses on himself, went to hell for 3 days, 3 nights, and then God said, it is finished, and yanked him up, seated him in the heavenly places. It's done. His side is done. Okay? But I'm going to saturate myself. That's the process. I'm going to get it to, I got it. So this past couple of weeks, do you know, I was just saturating myself. I'll give you my book lineup. E.W. Kenyon's book called The Name of Jesus. You were talking about the name of Jesus. Woo! I was saturating myself in that. I was also reading T.L. Osborne's book on healing and casting out devils. Woo! I was also reading Joyce Meyer's book, The Name, the Blood, and the Word. Woo! Man, I was just saturating myself and my Bible, all right? Because I was in the process. Amen. Praise God. So, process is good. Process is good, all right? And if you're in this complaining thing and grumbling thing, like, why, God? How come me? How come it's taking so long? Number one, it's going to take longer. Okay? You have just made the journey long, and it's not fun. So shut your mouth. Stop that, all right? And then say, I am going to love what God loves. And God loves the process. The Bible says, the just shall live by faith. Everybody go like this. You are the just, in case you didn't know. The just shall live by faith. That's what we do. We fight the good fight of faith because we win, alrighty? And we walk by faith and not by sight. So, but I will tell you, you can't do it by yourself. All right? You do it with God, and you saturate yourself in the Word, and you get it in big inside of you, all righty? And then until you believe it, then it doesn't matter everything else around you. And that's what we were talking about. Then I get into praise. Woo! I'm just praising God. Because I know. I have taken hold of it. And I don't care how I don't see it. I already know that he's got it for me. And I'm going to be in this praise and worship and joyful person. Amen. Alrighty. Okay, so I'm going to give you three quick tips on how to enjoy the journey. Just three real quick ones, all right? Because, listen, we are to enjoy the journey every single day. I'm going to enjoy 2021. I'm not going to have a, okay? So we're going to enjoy it. And we're going to do it. And, you know, number one, write this down. No, this isn't tip number one, but you do it with God. And you do it with his word, okay? And that'll get you to where you're going, all righty? Or else, you know, so what's the answer for the NBA player who's now depressed because he's retired? What's the answer for the astronaut who's walked on the moon and peaked? What's the answer once you already got there for whatever and you're still, the answer is Jesus, the word, and walking with him and deciding I'm going to have joy. All right. Amen. Amen. So, the process. Hey, let me say this about the process. Somebody yell out your you're not allowed to favorites, but one of your favorite ministers that you like to listen to. No. What do you? Yeah. Okay?
Bill Winston.
Kenneth Cole. Okay, good. Okay, Joyce Myers. I love her. I don't look so bad when she tells her stories, you know? Like, she was bad, all right? So you know, we have these people that we might like their ministry, and we admire them, okay? And we might want to be like that in a sense, all righty? But did you know it didn't go snap? Ta-da! There's Bill Winston. Ta-da! Didn't happen like that. And one of the people, how many of you know of Todd White? Okay. I know Todd White because he used to come here, and I saw the process in him. And then he moved away, so I haven't seen the whole thing. But there was a big process in him. And listen, these people that you just named or anybody that you watched like that, they paid a great price.
Yes, right. It's true.
It's just they didn't pick up their Bible one day, stuck it on their head, and go, woo, revelation, okay? That didn't happen like that. There was a great price, all righty? And God did a process on the inside, and that's what you hear and see on the outside. So, and God is very interested in doing a process with you, and it's you hanging out with him, hearing from him. You got to get away some days, you know, just drive around for a little bit so you can hear him, all righty? Praise God. Okay, so number one, my tip, because I forgot this part. Number one, here we go. Don't miss the fun. Every day in the journey, don't miss the fun. So, you know, that pastor that was building that big building program, you know, it was like his dream coming true. But don't miss the fun, right? Don't miss, and I have a friend, my good friend Scott always says, D, when was the last time you laughed? It's like, key, I wasn't enjoying the journey, okay? So don't miss the fun. I have this dear friend. He went back to school. I don't know what he got, just this degree and that degree. And then he got his dream job, this big company that pays you big buku bucks, all right? And this is the dream, all right? And then, you know what happened? He called me up and he was like, he wasn't enjoying it. You know, that's all I can say. So he just wasn't enjoying it. Because you know what? You got to hear the dream, but the next day when you wake up, you got to go work with people. And some of them are going to like it, and some of them aren't. Some of them are a pain in the boo-boo, right? Okay? And on a good day, things go good. But on some days, Friday, the copy machine breaks, the network is down, and wah, okay? Sometimes you have days that aren't so good, alrighty? But I was yelling at him, but this is your dream come true! So enjoy the day, right? And don't miss the fun, alright? Because listen, guys, every day's got hassles. Every day he's got, you know, the car won't start, the kids threw up on the carpet, the brand new carpet, you know, just everybody's got hassles and stuff. So what do? Stay full of words, stay with Jesus, right? Amen? And enjoy every day, all right? Everybody say, don't miss the fun. So let me give you one more example. I am not a gardener. I love when you give me stuff, okay? And I have three pots on the front porch. That's it. But if I were to have, I'd have a flower garden, okay? Because y'all give me fruits and vegetables. But if I had a flower garden, I do know that you'd have to dig up the ground, you know, get the rocks out, and you might have to put some Miracle-Gro in there and all that stuff. And then you're going to put the seed in the ground, and then you're going to water it, and then you're going to wait, and then, okay, sprouts, and you got flowers coming up because I'm doing a flower garden. And then, guess what you have to do? Then you got to water it and weed it and water it and weed it and water it and weed it. And it's a labor. And right about then, you could be thinking, is it worth it? Okay? But it is, because you're going to get some flowers. And what's the old saying? Go smell the roses. All right? Now that's my flower analogy, but anything in life, stop and smell the roses and enjoy. I know it's labor. There's a work to this, okay? But don't miss the fun. Don't miss the fun. And sometimes you got to put a post-it note. Remind me to smell the roses. Put a post-it note. Remind yourself, right? Remind yourself, this is my dream. No, it's not flowers, really. It isn't, okay? And I don't want to miss miss it. Amen. Okay, second tip. Ready? This one, this sounds like blasphemy. Just pay attention. Ready? Number two, remember everything good comes with something bad. Let me say it again. Remember, everything good comes with something bad. For example, some people, you know, they've had to pray and believe God for have babies, right? And then they have babies. And that baby's up all night screaming. And then you have diapers. Blah. All right? Okay? And then, by the way, your life is not your own for next 20 years probably, right? Okay? But then they start driving. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Lord, that is over the top. Four of them did that, okay? But wait a minute. Children are a blessing. Everybody say that. Children are a blessing. Children are an inheritance of the Lord. And you're going, OMG, that's my inheritance? Whoa! Right? Okay? But listen, everything good comes with a little bit of bad, but I'm going to stop and smell the roses and enjoy it. All right? It's really important. It's really important. How about y'all that remember men when you wanted, oh, I just want to get married, and then you get married, and then you have to live with that person forever. And we won't even tell what some of that's like, okay? Okay? But marriage is supposed to be wonderful. The Bible says two are better than one, and every man should have his own wife, and every wife should have their own husband, and marriage is a blessing, and it's sanctified by God, okay? But there's a lot of daily challenges, like compromising all the time, okay? And like walking in love all the time. Okay, so, and I can go on and on and on, but so there's good, and sometimes, you know, there's bad that comes with it, but how about if you learn to focus on the good? Focus on the good, and then there's benefits. Probably, I don't know when it was, a couple years ago, I was talking to a friend, and she does a lot of premarital counseling, and occasionally I will counsel people because they're going to get married, and she told me this, and I thought, I'm going to do this. She requires, and I'm going to do this now, that when she does premarital counseling, that you have to write down, just spend a lot of time writing down all the things you love about that person before you get married, right? Write down all the things. And you know what the guy said? Sorry, guys, do I have to write it down? Yes, write it down. Write down. Just spend some time. Write down all the things that you love about that person that you haven't married yet. And put it on a piece of paper. Write it down. And put it in the back of your Bible. Why? Because someday you're going to have to pull that piece of paper out and you're going to be going, oh, yeah, that's why I married him. Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, it was good, okay? Enjoy the journey, guys, right? Enjoy the journey. Get on the positive side because it'll be beneficial, okay? Otherwise, oh, yeah, yeah. How many of you have ever heard of Oral Roberts? Just a wonderful man of God, went home to be with Jesus. But he would say this all the time. And he would say, something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen to you. And you know, some days you might have to say, you know, this happened, this happened, this happened. And you better get your mouth going and go, something good is going to happen to me. Something good is going to happen to me. Something good. Okay? And that when you do that, you get off the focus of the bad and you get on the focus of good. There's something good that's going to happen. And you will have it. It's there. All right? It's just there. Even if your kid just picked up a dandelion that day and gave it to you, that was something good. And it doesn't matter that he pulled up all the tulips and, you know, that were growing. Okay? Something good. All right? Praise the Lord. So this past week I went to the hairdresser and I kind of test out my message on people. Okay? Yeah. So I was kind of testing this out, and she got it right away. So she's a hairdresser, and what happened to hairdressers in 2020? Shut down. And I'm pretty sure she didn't have a retirement plan, or this, or this, or this. And it was a long haul, all righty? And you know what? She got it right away. I was preaching my message, and she goes, you know what, Pastor D? This has been the best year, because this happened, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened. She decided she was going to enjoy the journey. Okay? All right. Okay. I love my hairdresser. Do a great job on my color. Praise the Lord. Open up to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians 4. I love Philippians 4. I love Philippians 4 because this is Paul and he's writing in prison. And by the way, it is not York County Jail, the Taj Mahal, with AC and 3 meals a day and a shower and a basketball hoop and weights. Their prisons were disgusting, scuzzy, and bad, okay? Go research. It's just incredible. But listen, you can think your life is hard, but you've never written an email to a bunch of people and you were joyful about it. I haven't. Right? Okay? And Paul was full of joy in that jail. Paul was encouraging people in that jail. Paul was joyful in that jail. So if he can do it in that jail, you guys have a nice house. You can do it today, right? All right? So Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know, that's such a funny thing to say in jail. Rejoice. But it's there. It's there. Okay? That's what he said. And verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. And verse 6, be anxious for nothing. And I want to go, God, what were you thinking? You remember those conversations with God? Why did you write that there? You got to be kidding. But listen, he said, don't be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for nothing, okay? So how many of you are Bible believers? You believe the Bible, all right? I saw all those hands get up. Okay, guess what? Then we are the people that are not going to be anxious because we believe the Bible. Pastor D, you just suckered us into that. Yes, I did. Right? Amen. All right. Let me see. I lost my page here. How about, let's go on to verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus Christ. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me. Do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So, anybody ever have a stressed out day, and you're thinking, God, and just wondering, God, I mean wondering, God, where am I going to get this peace from you? All right? Well, he answers it. Ready? He says, be rejoicing. That's how you're going to have your peace in your life. By the way, it's in you. You just got to squeeze it out like the juice box. The peace is in you, all right? So you're going to be rejoicing, not be anxious, and tell God everything. That's called gossip when you tell everybody everything, okay? Okay. Now, and then it says, think on everything that's wrong in your life. No, it says think on everything that what's true, pure, lovely, good report, all right? Write this down. You are the CEO of your thinking. You are the CEO of your thoughts, okay? You are always in charge of your thoughts. You are, all right? And you get to choose what you think about. Or, okay, choose, okay? And you have to choose to enjoy your journey, righty? All right? And Paul wrote this in jail. And if he could do it, everybody say, I can do it. I can do it. We have to determine, I'm going to be a journey enjoyer. I am. And by the way, your face should tell everybody what's going on too, by the way. Some of you are like, wow. Okay, and I'm going to get the most out of every single day. I'm going to get the most out of every person. Okay, I'm going to enjoy them. Righty? So last one. Here we go. Oh my gosh. Tip number 3. Ready? Okay. There's no greener grass. There's no greener grass. You know, we always, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. This is a word from the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. No, it's not. Not. Okay. The grass is not greener on the other side. You want what they have, and then if you only knew what they had, okay? How about your grass is happy, happy, happy grass? Everybody say, my grass is happy, happy, happy grass, right? Okay? So be happy, happy, happy where you are, and then when you get there, be happy, happy, happy when you get there, and be happy, happy, happy when you get there, okay? This is a whole journey, righty? So enjoy the journey. Let us pray. I have like three more pages. I'm like, let's just pray. Father, we just come to you and we thank you that you have opened the eyes of our understanding today and our ears and our heart, and we have heard and seen that we are to enjoy while our feet are on this planet. We are to enjoy the journey. We are to enjoy 2021. And if you're here today and you have just been one of those complaining about this when I get over, or said, when I get over here, I'll be nice. When I get over here, I'll be happy. When I have this in my life, then I'll be, when I don't have to wear masks, I'll be happy. If that's you, just raise your hand. I'm not looking, and say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I repent. And then everybody just say, I determine to see you in my life, and I will focus on the good and enjoy the benefits and enjoy this journey. And Lord, I just pray that there'll be a real seriousness, a real desire to build your faith richly so that you can grow to take hold of everything God has already given. He's given us everything already that pertains to life and godliness. That is my prayer for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say, it's a great day. I'm enjoying it. Amen. Amen. Go let your light shine. Hallelujah. Stand up. Go have some extra strong coffee. Say hi to people. If you're walking around, would you put your mask on? We love you. Praise God. Oh, if you need prayer, I love praying with you. By the way, I forgot. Amen.